Hi, Lisa. First babies change everything, but second babies, they change even more. The balance you've created with your partner and your job, everything starts over. But people do it, and they're glad they did. What makes it all possible? We asked a group of second-time parents how they're doing it, and here's what they had to say.
You're listening to The Work-Life Equation, the Bright Horizons podcast for busy working families. Whether you're a working mom, a dad, or you're busy caring for other family members, we've got tips for how to fit jobs and families together and for how to make your work-life equation add up.
Before we get started, let me introduce you to our three parents. First, there's Erica, who has a two-year-old daughter and is currently expecting her second.
I'm currently 19 weeks pregnant.
And then we've got Evan, who has a newborn son and a five-year-old.
So I'm in the thick of things as we speak.
And finally, there's Shira, the most experienced of our group, who has a toddler and a five-year-old.
That's a scary idea, by the way, that I have the most experience, because I do not feel experienced at all, but yes.
What was it like with one, and how did that change with two?
Life 100% changed as soon as we had our second. It has been crazy. We are very busy. We are like a well-oiled machine some days, and some days we are off the rails, and it's wild, but it's a good crazy. We have no downtime, and it just keeps you moving. It just keeps you going. It's very exciting. Every day there's something new. You know, I'll never forget when my son met my daughter for the first time in the hospital, and that was just the best feeling in the world.
Well, you know, one of the things that I remember is a long time ago, but adding a second, it feels like it's more than just one more.
Yes, absolutely. You're just so busy that it doesn't feel like you just add in another. It just changes your life.
Now, you are a full-time working person in addition to being a mom.
Yes, I am.
What was your strategy for that second time?
With Milo, I went back to work after 8 weeks, which was early. This time, I was able to stay home a little longer in the beginning. That happened for various reasons, logistically. Also, I knew it was my last child, and I think just wanting that extra time to be with my daughter as much as I could, I think that did help me in terms of going back to work, mentally prepare for it more. I'm back to work now and have been for a while, and that day-to-day routine, getting out the door and getting two kids off to school and getting myself to work and my husband's going to work, and it's crazy, but every day you kind of figure out your routine a little bit more. Some days it doesn't go well, a lot of days, but some days it does, and it's challenging. You're busy a lot. You know, there's a lot of things that I would like to be handling during the day, but instead I'm handling them at, you know, 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, because that's what I have for free time. Once you've been through it once before, I think that you have a greater sense of how it's going to go. You have better expectations, more reasonable expectations. I don't want to say lower, but you just know that things are not going to be perfect. I definitely am a person that likes routine, and I like perfection, for lack of a better word, and I know now that that's just not the way things go when you're a parent.
Well, I'm going to throw this one out to Evan, because you are brand new to this second baby thing, so how about you? I mean, what was your strategy?
So yeah, I definitely felt more comfortable the second time around. Even my wife says the first one I would hold like it was a time-ticking bomb. And now much more comfortable holding them and interacting with them and know how to change diapers and all that fun stuff. Part of me is relieved because the 9 months leading up to it, the anticipation of just start festering all those different worries and how am I going to do this? And my friends all that have two kids are say how much more work it is. So it's just plays in your mind of how much work it's going to be. But now it's here and we're just, making it work.
And what about taking time after the baby? That's a big deal. Dad's taking time. Was it different with the second than with the first?
My boss was great. We worked out a plan where I could work a little bit each day for a few hours and be able to stay home an extra week with him versus the standard 2 weeks that a lot of dads get. So there's a few transitions. So that was a transition, having a second child and then transitioning back to work. And now my wife is still home till the end of the year. So then it'll be another transition when she goes back to work, starting to worry about how much harder it's going to get once she goes back to work. It's always an adjustment and got to stick to routines and try to develop routines as best we can.
And being forthright about what you need.
Yes. Yep. And I just realized how negative I probably sounded in all that. It's great having a second.
Well, I've got Erica over here. I can see the wheels turning.
Yeah.
And Erica is funny because I remember the day that you told me about your exciting news. Yeah. And I could see on the expression on your face that was,
oh my God, I'm pregnant. Oh my God, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, so for us, it's been interesting because we never thought, we always said we are only going to have one child. And that was our plan all along. And after Olivia turned two, my husband is like, oh, you know what? Maybe we really need to think about this because we're like a little bit of older parents. So she's going to be alone and we don't have family in the area. I'm from Peru. My husband's from Panama. So that also adds up. She's growing up without cousins and we made the decision. And everything happened very fast after that, so I didn't have time to prepare mentally. These 19 weeks have been interesting, like trying to put it into words, like, yes, she's here. How are we going to do this? My husband has been an amazing caregiver for our first. She's completely attached to him. But we always kind of take turns for everything, and now I'm like, there's no breaks. Because with one, you can just be like, okay, it's your turn, it's my turn, you know, you divide things. But with two, it is very stressful right now, just trying to figure all the logistics and what's going to happen and, you know, the financial aspect of it. That's a big one that adds a lot of stress.
Sure.
Trying to figure that out. And
I see nodding from Evan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That, and also we don't do diapers anymore with our daughter. So thinking of doing all that again, it's scary. I don't think I remember anymore what it is to hold a tiny baby in my hand. It's going to be a learning experience, I think, again.
There's a whole lot of personal learning that's going on here, but I would imagine some of it is, you were talking about routines, just getting out the door,
yes.
Getting to the office. I mean, one's little and you just run out the door. You got two.
You talked have to about have a system.
Yeah, what's your system?
I felt the same way about the 2-on-2 versus the 2-on-1. Is it changes everything. And one thing that it did was it gave me such a great sense of appreciation for single parents. Definitely, I think about that a lot. I make lists. I try to keep to them. When we have a new transition, like for instance, Etta went from the infant room to the toddler room in her daycare. And with the toddler room comes, you know, you have to bring a different kind of food every day. And you have to do, there's different things that you have to bring. And I made myself a list of what has to get packed every day and trying to have a schedule that we stick to. But at the same time, I think second time around, you know that you have to be flexible with schedules. And I have him help us with Etta as much as possible. Now, you can't do that when they're super close in age. So that's more specific to my situation. And I think we're actually definitely. All of us. When you have a 4 or 5-year-old, he can kind of help entertain her in some ways and keep an eye on her if you have to turn around and do something. Right. So,
and, and that helps you, and also for us, it makes him feel like he's
totally
helping out and that he's still important. Like, we try to include him on everything that we're doing, whether can you go get a diaper for the baby,
yes.
Or just trying to include him so he doesn't feel neglected after 5 years of being the sole attention getter.
Yeah, we were talking about the fact that there are still days where I show pictures of Alexis, my older one, to my younger one. I'm like, yeah, that's you. Because we just didn't take as many pictures of the second one as the first
right,
one.
Right.
Well, what about career expectations? I mean, has this shifted? Did the second one shift anything professionally?
I'll jump in and say that being a working mom that's breastfeeding is is interesting. So I'm actually relatively new to Bright Horizons, and I had to pump on my first day of work. That's not ideal, you know, to have to arrange that room in advance with the recruitment coordinator. And, you know, you're trying to make a good impression in your first couple of weeks and to have to be in the room pumping. And it was important to me to try to keep that up as long as I could, whether I was new at a job or not. And I did it, and it worked out just fine.
We spoke to a bunch of moms of older kids recently, and they were saying that the strategy was the employer you pick.
Mm-hmm.
Is that accurate for all of you?
Absolutely. With my first, when I went on maternity leave, I had a boss that wasn't very supportive. He didn't know anything about mothers. While I was on maternity, he was let go and somebody else became my boss. This guy was a dad and extremely supportive of everything. He, you know, I had a few meltdowns when I came back to work. And he always told me, he's like, you just had a baby. You are tough. You can do this. And it, just having that support was definitely very, very encouraging. And now I'm very happy I'm here at Bright Horizons. I'm also new at Bright Horizons. My boss has been so supportive of me. She's like, we will work with you the first few weeks back. You know, like, you can have a flexible schedule. So just having that in the back of my mind, that is already supportive. You know, they're going to work with me to make it work. so I don't feel so overwhelmed.
Right.
Because it is overwhelming.
And later on, too, just being able to know that you have to go to your child's doctor's appointment and your employer supports that and is okay with it. You don't have to explain it. You don't have to, you know, it is beneficial at all stages to have a supportive office, for sure.
Flexibility for me is huge. My boss and Bright Horizons as a whole is very supportive and flexible, so it allows me, if I need to leave an hour early to catch his t-ball game, I can do that, and they know that whatever work I need to get done will get done. It's not measured on how much time you spend in your seat versus what your work output is.
Having two now, do you have a big success story, something that went so right or something that you did so well that you're so proud of?
That first meeting in the hospital really just sticks out in my mind. I was nervous about that. I was nervous about what would happen when my attention was going to be divided between two children. I was nervous how he would feel. I had a C-section, so I was in the hospital for a longer period of time. And with my first, I also had to have a C-section. And my husband was with me the whole time. And this time I was alone for a lot of it, which was unusual. And I felt hormonal. I felt like I was relying on the nurses, like they were my, you know, family, because my husband had to be with my son, and I was worried about it. And I think that it was just kind of a funny night where my husband brought Milo over and he met the baby for the first time. And then we ordered sushi in the hotel, in the hospital room. Hotel, yeah, right. not exactly.
Something like that.
We sat there and Milo sat on his iPad and watched a movie, and I held Etta, and we just kind of were there as a family for the first time. And, you know, it went okay. So proud of him.
I'd say the success story for me so far is that I was worried that it would cause a lot of stress, and I was, I guess, a little nervous that me and my wife would be at each other's throats, like, you get up with him, you get up with him, you do this. But I feel like we've, at least through 1 month, we've worked more as a team.
I hear a rumor that you have a special challenge with a baby that doesn't like to sleep at night.
Yes. Yeah, he's nocturnal. He likes to sleep all day and up at night, so my wife, she's the one that's up with him and having to feed him and whatnot. So I can't complain because she's much more tired than I am. But yeah, it's a challenge. We just keep saying we know it'll get better because based on past experience with the first, we know it's not always rainbows and butterflies, but it'll get better and it'll be worth it.
Well, that sounds like the real secret of number two, that perspective. That knowing whatever stage you're in, there's a better stage ahead of it.
Mm-hmm.
But,
that's what has been scary for me, because I'm starting to look at videos and look at pictures and to remember, because there's something that you forget what it was that first year. After seeing all these videos, I'm like, this is challenging, you know? It's hard for me to wrap myself around. It's like, we're going to be back to that. But it does. Mm-hmm. Then I think, well, but look at where we are now. I don't even remember. I have to look at pictures to remember what that was like.
Mm-hmm. And it's a short-term thing. You know, the stages that you're all going through right now, you must have some sense that there's a finite amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Another fear I had, I'm sure every parent thinks it, like, how do you love your second kid as much as your first?
Every night I think of this, because I look at Olivia and she's my world, you know, so to do that.
I'm sure every parent thinks that, and it just, I don't know how to explain it, you just do.
So you just looked at him and he was...
Yeah.
And they're so different too. That's
right.
Another thing that's been amazing for me is that, you know, my kids, they look a lot alike, but now that she's the age that she is, they have different personalities, and I expect her to do the things that Milo did at that age and to act the same way, and she does not. Like, this girl is a sassy little thing, and she, I can tell, is going to put us through the ringer, and I love it. I love seeing their different personalities, and so, you know, they're different people, and you have room in your heart for both of them.
Mm-hmm. I find the second one is a little freer than the first one. I used to say that the oldest one bears all of mom and dad's expectations, and the later ones are like, whatever. Even with Alexis, when she was learning to walk, I was so, you know, her milestones were so important. And with Melissa, it was like, no, you can wait. It would be so much easier if you could walk till you were two.
Yes.
It would help us.
Yeah. Definitely.
Or like the baby-proofing. You know, our whole house was baby-proof for Milo.
Yeah.
I've not done one thing. And I'm like, oh, wait, don't put that tiny little Lego piece in your mouth. Oh, wait, you know, like everything is just just not happening the way it should, but it's but we're surviving. Yeah. She's alive. She's, you know, fine.
Isn't there a commercial about that? I mean, I know people talk about this all the time, but there's a commercial about that where they bathe the first one gingerly in the sink, and the second one mom just hands them to her in the shower, like, here, do this.
And I'm definitely excited to see that. Like, I can't picture the second one as, like, a totally different personality as the first, but I know he will be, so I'm excited to see what he brings. Hopefully he's not a little brat.
Well, they each have somebody to blame their misdeeds on now, too, which is important. As the younger sibling, I know this. I loved what you had to say, Erica. I loved that you were so candid about that, because we all worry about loving that second one. Mm-hmm. I know I did. We all do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm more worried that my daughter is completely attached to my husband. It's adorable. But at the same time, it's like my husband needs to be able to do that for a new girl as well. And how are they going to do that? Because he still needs to show Olivia that she's still the same special girl to him. How do you learn to divide that? So that's something that we always talk about, that because we want to make sure that they both have that same experience.
So my oldest son is attached to the hip to my wife. So I had the same similar fears, but including him on everything you're doing as a family. And then also my wife and him are going to find time to do things just them to continue that bond and not always have the baby around, like go to the movies together, stick me with the baby.
So yeah, I think that might be helpful.
Strategy. Yeah.
That's something I wish that we did better, actually. If thinking back, I think that we did divide and conquer quite a bit in that first, maybe, you know, 4 to 6 months where I was on the baby. I was feeding the baby a lot, so it kind of worked out that way. And my husband would do the Legos and playing, you know, doing puzzles and going on outings and movies and all those kinds of things. It's all fine, but I do, you know, thinking back, I wish that I had spent some more one-on-one time with Milo when I could, because I think that would help even more. Mm-hmm.
That's one of those deliberate things. When you're a mom, you're naturally engaged in the physical side of parenthood. The division of labor sort of falls naturally. But I could see how you'd have to be very purposeful, as you're talking about, which is interesting.
Because that is how it is. That is how it's fallen. Is I'm in charge of playing. Entertaining with the oldest one while she does the nursing and all that. So that's what made us realize that it's important for her to set some time aside to spend time with the oldest one, just because naturally she's been spending more time with the baby. So,
and that's definitely a realization you would only have by having two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yes. The first one, it just feels like there's all the time in the world.
What's funny is I
miss those days.
When I would have my oldest son for like a full day before, it would seem like, oh my God, how am I going to get through this? Like, I have him by myself all day. Last weekend, my wife was out with the baby all day, and it was just me and him. It felt like a break.
Right.
It's like, oh, all I have to do is take care of him. So that definitely changed perspective-wise.
I do think dads have a very different approach. Sometimes I see my husband and my daughter downstairs, and my husband is grilling, and she's like very much like right there on the grill, and he makes her touch it to make sure, you know, it's like, it's hot, you know, be careful. I would never let my daughter touch the grill.
I was about to say, I think you learn how to let that go more the second time around too. I have a memory with Milo when he was a newborn baby, where on the baby monitor, Milo was very fussy. He just needed so much soothing and rocking and bouncing and all this all night long. And I like talked to him on the monitor, you know, you're not doing it right. You need to do it this way. And he doesn't like it when you do that. Like a crazy, complete crazy person. And I would not do that now. I definitely, you know that we each have our own style of parenting, and his way works great. My way works great, and it's different, and that's okay. But I think maybe the first time around, I had a more rigid sense of what was right and wrong, and quickly learned that that's just not the case.
Well, that is actually a really lovely thing that's coming through with all three of you, I have to say, is that something that often happens is that one person has the right way, and in my house it was me. I had a hard time with that, you know. And he would say that to me, you know, your way isn't necessarily the right. He wanted to help, but if I was always telling him he was doing it wrong, he wasn't going to want to help. But it sounds like the three of you are really, you each respect each other's parenting style.
Yes, I wonder if my husband were listening to this, if he would agree that I treat him that way. But that I believe that we're very understanding and respectful of each other's style.
And that's something that comes with two.
I think so.
Probably more elevated with with two.
Out of necessity.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, let it go.
Yeah.
I think my role right now is to be supportive of my wife as she's doing a lot of the caring for the baby right now, making sure that I'm making the effort to show my oldest son that he's still important and that we still love him and want to include him in everything. So making a more concerted effort all the time to make sure that he feels still loved.
That is a really important job.
Sometimes I feel guilty that I'm not helping out as much because there's only so much I can do in the first month. But I know down the road that it'll take much more of a team effort, more than it already is.
Yeah, and I can attest to that for sure, because I think that you have roles that you kind of fall into, you know? I do think that now that we have two, more often he's doing things that typically were always on me because we just have to. We're sharing the burden, and I'm doing maybe some things that he used to handle too. It's honestly, it's just like getting through the day, you've succeeded. So if there wasn't a set plan about you handle this and I handle this, now it's just kind of like we're just winging it, getting it done. Everything happens really fast and quickly and just on the fly. And that's our lifestyle now, is it's on the fly. And it's good because we each have learned to take on new skills and help each other out. So ultimately, I think it's a good thing that we're in that crazy busy stage, because we are growing from it probably.
What are you all looking forward to?
I'm truly looking forward to when she's talking and can communicate with him so they can kind of do their own thing independently. I just will love to see that. I would love to see how they work things out between the two of them, how they play together. It's going to be so fun. Play outside, run around in the backyard, you know. I can't wait to see that.
I know, looking back on my first come that year mark is where I really started to feel that real bond with him, and we could interact. And I feel like every year he gets older, we grow closer, and I'm looking forward to that. All the things that my oldest son is doing now.
We are assuming they're going to have completely different personalities. So my first is the happiest girl. She's laughing. We are at the table and we always imagine having, you know, our baby on the other side, probably shaking her head at her sister, you know, like once they're older. That's how we imagine our life, you know, like one just completely being a jokester and the other one probably being annoyed. That's how we imagine her. I mean, of course, one thing we learned with Olivia is she didn't match anything that we expected or her or thought of her. So who knows what's going to happen this time. And we're okay with that. But to me right now, it's fun to just think of that as a family of four.
I think it's also important to be aware of your partner and their mood and their temper or whatever might be going on, because again, life is crazy, it's moving fast, it's hard to get everything done, and some days we can handle it better than others. And I think that one thing my husband and I have been doing good over the last year is knowing when the other person needs a break. Like, you can kind of see that breaking point, like, okay, you know, you're working a little too hard or your patience is running thin right now, and just recognizing that and encouraging them to do whatever it is they need. We all have our different things that we can do for ourselves that aren't as parents, but just as ourselves as individuals, and just remembering to take the time to do that too.
Yeah. That's really smart, because not everybody does that.
We don't do that so perfectly, but even if it's just a little bit, it goes a long way.
If you're currently expecting your second baby, just remember one thing. After a while, it all becomes part of the routine.
If you like what you heard today, get more of our podcast by subscribing. While you're downloading, let us know what you thought, or give us a share. Thanks to everyone for being here. We look forward to seeing you next time as we help make the work-life equation add up.